to Speak Out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can let me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I'm born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Man, this mic is smoking all of a sudden. I'm telling you, Carrie, the mic level, I'm just like, what the heck is going on? I'm even watching on the board, bringing it down. So, I don't know, little gremlins were in here overnight. It's a good thing, that modulation, trust me. So,
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about right now, but yes,
the mic
I
level,
agree.
Like,
oh, okay.
with the meter,
yeah.
It's just, like, some shows actually watch that level. I'm not saying I do it all the time, but I do. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. My favorite NFL, MLB, NBA, and possibly NHL fan is in the house. No NHL?
Absolutely not. I don't even know. I can't even name five NHL teams.
Oh, I can name the teams. I can't name the players.
I can't name a single player.
No. Now, the old NHL, you know, when you're talking about Gretzky's era and that, I could name those guys. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But now, and it's funny because the Golden Knights are so close to Havasu, what, two and a half, three hours mm-hmm. away?
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, we're talking about free agency before the show. And I'm looking at the quarterbacks, and you're like, Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta? And
yeah.
I'm like, it's not that he went to Atlanta. It's that they gave him a four-year
deal.
With $180 million.
I don't think
four
he's
years.
I think he's too old.
He's
for that.
Solid, though.
Yeah, I don't know
he
if he's
is
4 years
solid.
You
might be right. So, yeah, Baker Mayfield stays in Tampa. Russell Wilson to the Steelers. What in the world? And I actually heard an argument in favor of him going to the Steelers from a national spokesperson.
I just don't think his energy and vibe match the city.
They equated the Steelers to the Legion of Boom in Seattle, and that Legion, and that the Steelers defense would bail out Russell Wilson when he needed it. Does
I think
that make
so
sense?
It's just not a culture fit.
Russell, just don't throw picks. That's how it works, right? All right, and the big surprise to me, the Raiders picked up Gardner Minshew. What in the world was Indy thinking? He actually looked pretty good. Jameis Winston to the Browns. And that was a cheap pickup, $4 million. Tyrod Taylor to the Jets. So I guess Aaron Rodgers is actually planning to be vice president, right?
Yeah, well.
That was kind of funny.
He's on someone's list.
Or the Jets want him to be.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
It's time for the Jets to move on.
What political experience does Aaron Rodgers have?
Did was get injured and then recover from his injury and
right.
then spend time just getting the Jets a ton of bad press because he won't stop talking nonsense.
But just think, if RFK and Aaron Rodgers as a ticket win,
they won't.
He would be the first VP to be on psychedelics that I know of, right?
He'd be the first one to admit to it.
Exactly. Then you have, Sam Darnold, who he went to the Vikings. Okay, so they lose Kirk Cousins, and they pick up Sam Darnold. Yeah, Minnesota fans, you might want to rethink your choice of jerseys this year. Drew Lock to the Giants. That's the one I was talking about. And they lost Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm. They did lose Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, and they picked up
Eagles.
Drew Lock. Okay, then. And then there's some others that are still free agents. Tyler Huntley, Josh Dobbs, and Mason Rudolph. But, yeah, Saquon, big traitor to the Giants goes to the Eagles.
Yeah, no, as a Cowboys fan, you hate to see it.
Yeah, I bet.
It's always nice to see good talent on bad teams.
I saw a meme that said it was something about the Cowboys and not picking up anybody in free agency.
No, I think we picked up like a long snapper or re-signed a long snapper.
Oh, that's nice.
You know,
we're really high
on the priority list.
Yeah, that's gonna help. But the Cardinals are in the same boat. I haven't heard any news of them picking up it. Oh, they did pick up a good corner, which the Cardinals are usually known for a pretty good secondary. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody, and we'll get off football here. But we've got NCAA basketball in store, big time. This list is incredible of conference tournament championships.
Oh yeah,
on the sports station, from the Big Ten to the Pac-12, we've got a semifinal doubleheader on Friday night from Vegas, Pac-12 conference championship on Saturday night, and the full schedule is at kntrsports.com. And you can listen in at 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. And before we check out Chambers stuff, which there's a lot of, they got the Parker Veterans Stand Down that is this Friday from 9 to 3 over on Hopi Avenue at VFW Post 7061. Get help with legal aid, housing, employment, and benefit issues. Free food! Hey, I'm going to go to Parker for that, for free food. Till 3 p.m.? That's like during my lunch. Yeah. I could make a 2 or 3 hour lunch out of that. 928-323-4401. Well, you know, when your pronouns are he, him, and hungry, lunches are important.
Yeah, free food. That's awesome. Free food's expensive.
Right.
For the host.
Food for the what now?
For the host. I mean, that's expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So, your big focus right now is next month with the home show.
Yes.
What's going on with that?
So, in November, we launched the Chamber Building Industry Alliance to help our building and trade industry locally here in Havasu and really the entire area. And the advisory committee for that industry tier wanted a home show. And we chose April 13th for the weekend, so it'll be Saturday, April 13th, the only weekend in April. There's not another major event going on, so we got really lucky there. It'll be from 9 to 4 p.m. And it's going to be at Havasu Riviera Marina, down on basically the water's edge, right by that marina store. And we'll have two food trucks out there. We'll have Stubby's Barbecue and Sweet Breeze, and then there will be some beverages out there as well. And it, like I said, 9 to 4. And we still have booth space and sponsorships available. The booth space is 10x10 and 10x20, and those will be available until March 29th, and then we will cut off sign up and registration.
So I forgot to put the phone number out there, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. If you want to talk to Carrie Singer, she is the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber. Is that home show normally outdoors?
Well, this is our first
annual.
It's
the first one.
So,
but everyone I've ever been to is indoors.
Yeah, correct. Here in Havasu, we're incredibly limited on indoor event space. And for something that is this hyper-focused on the building industry and the trades, we wanted to give them a venue that they could really utilize and show off their stuff. And it's really hard, especially for, equipment people, like Mojave Mist and Spa.
Hot tubs, I was going to say.
You know, things like that you just can't bring inside the Aquatic Center, for example.
Right.
So the advisory committee said, let's try it outdoors, and we said, yeah. We'll absolutely do that. And this is, I mean, a great venue. It's beautiful. And there's so much development going on out there anyway.
Yeah.
So it really matches the theme of the event.
It's a good fit.
It is a really good fit.
So do you live in a home, condo,
A
house?
Yeah.
Are you looking for anything where you would be out there saying, I want to take a look at, balances or whatever?
No, not personally, but that's because in my mind I would just... No, that's not true. I would hire an interior decorator.
Okay.
Yeah, or
you don't trust your own judgment?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I'm not a decorator.
Good to know.
So an interior decorator for my house, and then bathroom remodel, because I think everyone always thinks about how their bathroom could be better, you know?
I wouldn't say I'm a decorator, but I'm really good at presenting walls, if that makes sense. you know, mirrors, art, pictures,
that's decorating, for
that
sure.
sort of thing. But I went to architecture school, so I have a pretty good sense of space.
That's, I did not know you went to architecture
school. 3 years, yeah.
Wow.
A 3 year associate's, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, I have the opposite. Yeah, my brain doesn't think of decorating anything ever.
I mean, how do you make the leap to radio after that, right?
Yeah.
And be a clown to boot. So.
And a band.
Whatever.
And you're in a band. You always
Everybody's got to have a hobby, whether it's showing dogs, horses, or being in a band, right?
Right, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So who's the sponsors for that event?
Yeah, so we have Air Control as our home services as our presenting sponsor or title sponsor. And then we have Mertens Heavy Equipment and Tri-State Equipment Rental, along with, of course, Havasu Riviera Marina, Parker Pest Control, Foothills Bank, Abco Builders, Premier Properties by Red Moon, Havasu Turf Pros, Devitt Development, A&B Propane, and Preferred Painting and Decor.
Wow, that's a lot of sponsors.
I know. We've received so much support for this event since we announced it like 2.5-3 weeks ago. As far as, like, clearly lots of sponsors, which has been amazing. Thank you to our wonderful sponsors. And then signups. We're probably halfway sold out already. So we have a ton of great vendors that are going to be there, and that's just going to continue to grow. So we're really, really excited. And our goal with this home show is for it to be really industry-specific. Anything from like building a home, renovation, decor, landscaping, architecture. So if you're building a home, if you're already a homeowner, there's going to be something for everyone there, and it's going to stay within the industry. So there's not going to be anybody selling jewelry. There's not going to be anybody selling essential oils. We're really here to help the industry and help the industry connect with the community.
I'm thinking, you know, speaking of homes, is there a street in Havasu that you can drive up that does not have at least one RV garage? I don't think there is, unless it's a street with just condos or apartments.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. As far as residential
streets
go,
I would think that would be a big part, too, would be to showcase those kind of coverings or protection for your recreational vehicles, your boats, any outdoor toys.
Really just anything outdoor, any exterior finishing. Like landscaping is so important here, creating really cool backyards because we have such nice weather most of the time, you know, pool accoutrement, because there's so many things that go with owning a pool. And then, yeah, of course, storage of toys is huge here.
And I'm sure one of our longtime sponsors, Patio Paradise, will be out there as well. Mm-hmm. So
yes, man. Patio Paradise will be out there. They do have booth space.
Nice.
They already signed up. We're excited to have them.
Very, very good. So, all right, let's talk about the next mixer coming up. Don was in the studio cutting a PSA for that has not started yet.
Oh, okay.
So I think it starts next week. But, yeah. When's the next mixer? Where is it?
Yeah, so we're really excited for this one. One, because March is such a great month because the weather is perfect almost every day. But it is Thursday, March 21st, of course, from 5 to 7 p.m. like always. It's presented by Aloe, but it's going to be at Mudshark Brewery.
Okay.
So the Mudshark at, you know, 1095 Aviation Drive. So we're super excited for that just because, one, the weather's going to be great, and two, Mudshark is such a – they have such a great view, such a great patio. And, yeah, so Al is presenting. But, yeah, Thursday the 21st from 5 to 7 p.m.
I can vouch for Aloe, by the way. So in the modem, so they give you an app that goes with your – you actually have an app. You can monitor things. You can add people, add devices, add places. But you can do a speed test in the app, and normally it averages around – I have the 500 speed. Mm-hmm. So download and upload – 5:30, right? But if I do a speed test, like just on Google, it's at about 480. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, that is really fast.
It's extremely fast. So, folks, it's as advertised and about $20 cheaper than what you're paying for the competition that has high-speed internet. So,
yeah,
absolutely. So, Aloe, good job. You have my endorsement right here on Speak Out. All right, before we take a break, let's talk about AM Exchange.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to go back to the home show.
Oh.
Because I did not say that attendees and admission is free. So just mark it on your calendars for April 13th from 9 to 4. Stop by Havasu Riviera Marina and check out the home show. There'll be food. There'll be beverages. And it's you can spend 30 minutes, an hour, whatever you want to do.
Okay, full transparency. Did you get a text saying that, maybe? Did someone send you a text? No? Okay.
Nope. It's written right here, and I hadn't made it that far down the page.
All right, perfect.
No, I come prepared. I don't need
it. Right. All right. Is it time for AM Exchange yet?
We'll do it after the break.
Oh, we will. Okay, Madam Producer. You got it. All right. Carrie Singer, our guest. We always play, of course.
What? Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzle.
Of course.
That's what Travis calls her, right? T-Swizzle.
I hope not.
That's what he calls her.
No way.
That's what I heard.
He calls her Tay.
Or Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
Right.
When he refers to her on the New Heights podcast, yeah. He just says Tay now.
Tay?
Yeah.
Are they still going strong, or was his buffoonery a little frowned on?
No, they were spotted at private Oscar, after Oscars parties, and all the reports were that they were very lovey all evening.
You saw him in the Super Bowl post game, right?
Yes.
Well, he's kind of ape-like.
I think she knows what she's getting herself into.
Oh, I think so,
he's
too.
He's been that way his entire career.
That's awesome. I love Travis Kelce. All right, back with more in a moment. Again, Carrie Singer, our guest, investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Chamber of Commerce. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue in a moment. We're going to talk about AM Exchange and probably the Building Industry Alliance.
Absolutely.
Because it's so cool.
I'm excited.
I am, too. It's a cool program. Back with more in a moment. First time on Speak Out, Beyonce doing country. That's a great suggestion.
I'm so happy to introduce your audience to country Beyonce.
You did. I haven't even heard Texas Hold'em or any country Beyonce on KJJJ yet, our country station.
Right.
Which surprises me because this is actually a pretty good song.
Yeah, it's like you can already imagine the great line dances that people can come up for this song.
It's not traditional country, but what is these days?
Yeah, I mean...
Have you heard some of this stuff?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Some of it's like country hip-hop. It's, cool. I mean, yeah, anyway.
And the storytelling in so much of country music has died. They all just sing about, like, beer, dirt roads, and pickup trucks. And it's repetitive, and it's uninteresting, and it's not creative.
Right. It's like a bullhead divorce. Have you heard that one?
No.
In both cases, you lose your dog and your trailer.
Oh.
Oh! Yeah. Did I say that? Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Patio Paradise, Just Meats, all the cuts all the time, a locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And our newest sponsor, Blonzi's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius and all veggie sandwich. And don't forget, we stream live in our show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. And Carrie Singer, our guest, investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, coming in, probably one of the attendees at the home show, I would imagine, Brandon Hill, sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric.
SunPower is signed up.
Of course they are.
Yep.
Greg wouldn't miss that opportunity.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. We're excited. We're excited for sure.
So what is the AM Exchange and when is it?
So the AM Exchange is the first Friday of every month, and it is what I like to call a structured networking event, and that would make it in April, the Friday from 7 to 8 a.m., and you're going to have to go to HavasuChamber.com in the coming probably week to learn about the location, because our location is to be determined. The person who signed up backed out, so... We have two offers, so we're just trying to figure out who's going to do it. So we're excited. There's definitely going to be one. We just haven't know exactly where yet. We will in the next few days.
Nobody's made an offer that you can't refuse, huh?
No, it's just two people offered at the exact same time, so we're trying to figure out who, you know.
Right. I would say no Godfather reference left unturned, so there you go.
Oh, I don't catch Godfather references. I've never seen Godfather.
Probably not. It's a guy thing. What are you going to say, right?
Godfather, Scarface. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's Pacino at his best. Mm. Absolutely.
The Oscars on Sunday, not his best.
No.
Did you not see the video?
I missed the Oscars for the first time in a long time. Oh. I am a big Oscars fan, by the way. Unlike my audience, I'm a big Oscars fan.
He read the Best Picture envelope, and he didn't read the other nominees.
Oh, no.
And then he goes something about, like, his eyes seeing something, and he was like, are my eyes seeing Oppenheimer? Yeah, uh-oh. Oppenheimer. Like, everyone just was like,
what just happened? Wow.
And then he just, like, walked off. Like, it's like lights were on, no one was home.
Oh, my goodness.
It was bad.
I'm going to have to check that out and see if I can find it online, maybe stream the show. Yeah. I heard there was a big complaint this year, especially Roger Galloway is a huge Oscars fan, mm-hmm. and he used to cover it on the red carpet for Westwood One for like 11 years, Westwood One Radio. And I guess the In Memoriam segment where they list the people who died, he was very upset about the cutaways during the segment. They didn't really feature the people who died. It was like all about the audience and the cutaways and the musicians and whoever was performing on stage during the instrumental segment. So, yeah, he was none too happy about that.
Yeah, I always kind of walk away during that part because I don't want to be sad. So
I like to know, there's always a surprise for me, two or three people, like, oh, wow, we lost them last year. So I like to see that segment.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about the Building Industry Alliance because this is so exciting. It's a new creation by the Chamber. And tell me about this partnership.
Yep. So this was born out of demand. It was we were asked by different people in the industry if we wanted to start this, and so we spent a year building it and creating it. And so I'm just going to read you the mission statement for the Building Industry Alliance. It is Chamber Building Industry Alliance is to empower business owners and leaders in our building industry by creating opportunities for education, leadership, advocacy, and resources that drive economic success for the industry and local economy in the process.
Wow.
So that's the mission of the Building Industry Alliance. And you can add this onto your current chamber membership. So it's in conjunction with your current membership.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a chamber member, you can add it to your membership when you join. And we have a list of benefits that are specific to this tier. And you can find more information on it at havasuchamber.com and go to the Building Industry Alliance page.
So as investment membership manager, is this helping with outreach, this new Building Industry Alliance?
Yes, absolutely. The feedback has been fantastic, and I think any industry, but especially one as large as the building industry,
yes.
and one that's booming like the building industry, they really needed something and wanted something like this. So the feedback has been really good, and anytime you tailor something and make something specific, people seem to really enjoy it.
Nice.
You know?
That was good. You used tailor as a verb. And we have Taylor as a pronoun.
There we go.
Just kind of wrapped it up in a little bow, right? All right, a little country Taylor Swift, our song. And always good to talk to Carrie Singer, investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Do you think that Taylor Swift is going to be featured on Beyonce's new country album?
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. You? I was just thinking, like, country Taylor, country Beyonce.
I thought it was already out.
No, Act 2 comes out March 29th.
Oh, it's called Act 2.
Yeah, okay. We only have two songs from it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not out yet.
What a powerhouse that would be as a partnership.
Yeah, just...
Holy moly.
I did hear she's going to cover Jolene by Dolly Parton on the album.
Do you know if Jay-Z produced it?
I don't know who produced it.
That would be interesting.
I don't think we have that information yet.
That would be pretty interesting, being that he doesn't really produce country. But it doesn't really have that traditional country sound anyway.
Yeah.
But what does? Like we said...
Right, what is country anymore?
Yeah, what is it anymore? Right, I always said if the Eagles came out now, they'd be country.
Oh, hey, that's a good take.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you next month.
Yes,
perfect.
Next month.
I'll be a year older.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thanks.
What does that make you?
60.
No, your sign.
Oh, Aries.
Aries,
yeah,
okay.
Of course, yeah, Aries. Anything after March 22nd. What? That's the first thing on my mind. It's like, am I really turning 60?
Wow,
really?
You look great for 60. You're
oh, thank
it.
You. I appreciate that. You're not 60, so you don't look great for 60.
Thank God.
Wow. All right, back with more in a moment. Brandon Hill coming in next on Speak Out.
say and keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're back on Speak Out. And I don't know if you knew this, Brandon, but Thomas Rhett was in Laughlin this past weekend.
Didn't know it.
Yeah, most of the mothership went to the show. Yeah, I think it was at the Outdoor Amphitheater.
Oh, nice.
Or not the Harris one, the other one, the Laughlin Event Center.
Yeah, Laughlin Event
Center. Yeah, okay. The outdoor one. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I heard he was really, really, really good, too. A lot of people like Thomas Rhett.
You know, I don't know of him much, but I've heard a couple of his songs. I definitely would go to his concert.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I heard the commercial, and I went, oh, he does that? Oh, wow, he does that. There was like five songs on the spot, and I'm like, dang. He's pretty prolific. So anyway, a little t-shirt from Thomas Rhett and Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Havasu style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Springberg Wealth Management by Mojave Community College. SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com. And by Doritos Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And I just want to thank Dallas and Danny over at The Chair. From what I understand, they extended their contract sponsorship for Speak Out indefinitely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're on for a while.
There you go.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it when sponsors stick around, and it's called TFN. Till further notice.
There you go.
I love that. So thank you very much, Dallas and Danny. We appreciate that and glad that you guys are a big supporter of local radio, local public affairs talk radio. So that means a lot to us here at Radio Central. Also, buy local or it's buy local, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of local, you guys are about as local as you get.
Yeah.
With what? Some power by Esme Electric is
44 years.
44 now?
It's something. For 40,
almost as old as me?
44 years. I don't know. What are you talking about? I heard you're turning 60.
Oh, it's earlier. Awful. It's awful. I do this thing called a personal inventory like every 10 years. On your 10-year birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, man. Like how far you've come in 10 years. Like, are you better off than you were 10 years ago?
I like it.
You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
are
yeah.
you?
I am.
Oh, there
I am.
You go.
But that
all
always
right.
happens when I move to Havasu.
Yeah, there you
always.
go.
Always. The last time, it's like living the dream down here, man.
Yep.
The only thing I don't have is the new car every month like I used to. That's a whole nother story. So anyway, we're going to talk about out-of-town companies.
Absolutely,
today.
Yes.
Are there a lot of them knocking, going door-to-door, cold-calling people?
There's a lot of out-of-town companies. They come as fast as they leave. Can't keep track of them, so I just always want tell people, just be careful. Just
right.
Do your due diligence on every company, anybody that walks in. When you got Unisource out there telling people to be careful because there's a lot of scammer companies out there, be aware. Just be aware, and that's why, you know, with local companies, you know we've been around. You know you can trust certain people. Just make sure you call around. Absolutely.
Don't make me play Beach Boys because you've been around. So, tax credits. Everyone's talking this time of year about tax credits, but they're not automatic, are they?
No, and that's first and foremost, I always tell people, just always talk to your tax advisor. You do get a 30% federal tax credit on the total cost of your solar job. You also get a $1,000 state tax credit. Now, about 30% of people out there I sell solar to or winter visitors or people that are residents of California, they don't get the Arizona state tax, but they still get the 30% federal, which is huge. But, you know, you got a lot of people out there, you know, they're retired, they're on Social Security, you know. You got some kind of solar company out there telling them, hey, oh, no, you're going to get this federal tax credit from the government when you're not because, well, you're just not paying much. And that's the thing about it. You got to pay into it to get it back. And it stinks because, you know, I don't like it because, you know, you got a lot of people that are retired out there, pay taxes their entire life, and now that they're retired, they don't get to use it.
Right.
It does stink. It almost passed last year when they did the new Green Deal, but it didn't go through. So that was quite a bit of a bummer.
What would that have done?
It would have actually gave people that worked or paid taxes, they would have still received a federal tax credit from the federal government. And that would have been great, showing, hey, you can see that I pay taxes over the years and still get something back from the government.
You know, and I always hear that your biggest demographic as far as sales go is a retired population. Is that true?
It's a big part of it. I wouldn't say it's the biggest, but yeah, anytime we can save somebody some money and it actually makes sense for that customer, you know, because there's a lot of things that come in effect, age, stuff like that, and 10% of my customers, I just go, you know what, solar's just not for you.
Yeah,
like,
I saw a marketing campaign aimed towards seniors for solar because of fixed income. Mm-hmm. And because it helps with your power bill and this and that. And I'm like, well, so does budget billing. But now, why would that tie in as far as helping out a fixed income?
Well, budget billing, it's just they're levelizing your payment. So
absolutely. Averaging it.
Yeah, averaging. So if you end up using more power than you did prior to 6 months, that budget billing is going to go up. They're going to get their money. But with solar, the good thing about it is that we can show you a program that go, hey, yeah, this is what you're going to be paying for Unisource. This is what you'd be paying if you went with solar.
Or an MEC, Mojave Electric.
Yes, Mojave Electric. Yeah. And then, yeah, yep, absolutely.
Okay.
So there's different scenarios, and that's something that I like to go down, sit with the customer,
sure,
go over everything, look at everything, and see if it's even going to be beneficial for them.
And you guys hit Parker too, though, right?
Oh yeah, we do APS.
That means
Parker,
APS. Yeah.
APS. We even do Quartzsite.
Right.
So we go out there. We've done quite a bit of them out there. So
I got you. Let's see. So we talked about tax credits, and then your warranty. The warranty is huge. A warranty on anything's huge, and the warranty is only as good as what you replace.
The manufacturer.
As the manufacturer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's absolutely,
yeah,
right.
You want to be backed by somebody. And with SunPower, yeah, there's rumors going around that this, but there's always rumors going around. But no matter what, with SunPower, they have $181 million set aside for warranty work if anything ever were to happen to them. Or, you know, with the warranty that we have, it has that 100% 25-year warranty,
right,
where it covers your labor, your parts, your shipping. Production warranty, absolutely. Our panels will be at 92.8% in year 25 still. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. How long has Esme Electric been with SunPower as a distributor?
13 years.
That's
now?
A long time
years,
in the 14, solar industry.
Give or take right on there. Don't quote me on it 100%.
That's like the computer industry. That's a long time.
Yeah, we never looked back. Once we got on board, or Greg got on board with SunPower, we didn't look back, just because they were backing us 100%, where other manufacturers out there, they just weren't doing what they were saying, or they were going out of business,
sure,
or whatever, you know. And being here local, you want to make sure you have that great name for yourself, and Greg Esme has that great name.
Okay.
So he wants to go with the manufacturer that's going to back him for that name. So,
is leasing common with solar?
Absolutely. That's one of the programs for retired people, is leasing a system, you know, knowing what you're going to pay to use this amount of power each and every month, and knowing that your payment's not going to change. But, you know, with increases and stuff, it happens. You know what? Now you're going to start be getting a bill down the road. Just because you go solar, you know, you got to stockpile it away and make sure we kind of plan ahead. We didn't realize the increase,
right,
was going to be this big for some customers. So there's some people that are, they're starting to get a bill here and there. But no matter what, their savings and their investment is still 100%. It just makes them make their money back on their investment a heck of a lot quicker.
Plus, I would think some people would go, okay, I got solar now. I don't have to worry about the power consumption on that new casita I'm thinking about. I don't have to worry about the power consumption on that pool. Is that true?
That's absolutely not. You got to be careful. We size,
right,
systems up for what you use. You know, a lot of people think, well, I got solar now, I can do whatever I want. No, that's one of the things when I go and sit with a customer, I find out and go, okay, are you adding that casita? Are you adding that pool?
So you can so you can overbuild the,
yeah,
system?
Yeah, so we can make sure that they're set up for,
uh-huh,
when they do that. Or they go, you know, heck, maybe 3 years, maybe 4 years. Well, not a problem. We can always add to your system down the road. That's not an issue. That's not a problem. But if you know you're going to do it, it's going to happen this year, then, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's get everything rock and rolling for you. That way you can worry about that federal tax credit in one lump sum if you can get it back. So.
Tell me about the panels themselves. I mean, they're warranted for 25 years, the inverter, mm-hmm, 25 years. Tell me about where they're made, you know, how they're distributed, where they're made and when you get them.
SunPower is actually a U.S.-based company. They're actually made in Malaysia.
Oh, okay.
And then they're put together in Mexico. They're looking to do a facility in New Mexico now, but it's going to be, they're starting off with commercial. That's any panel that's American-made right now, it's commercial panels that are for commercial.
There's
panels.
A difference between commercial panels,
absolutely,
and residential panels?
Yes.
I had no idea. What's
bigger,
the difference?
Bigger, way larger, you know, because you got more room on, you know, so there's a couple different comparisons.
Oh, no kidding. Yep. I had no idea. Now, there's a lot of dealers out there making promises about tax credits, too.
And that's what
you guys aren't one of them.
No. Talk to your tax advisor. Do not take any tax advice from a solar consultant. We sell solar. We're not tax advisors.
Right.
I always tell people that. Be careful, you know. Talk to your tax advisor. If you don't, then, you know, yes, I can give you some paperwork. I can give you how it works and how it will be handled and go, yeah, you should be good. But, again, I want you to get that answer from your tax advisor or CPA first.
Are you guys still doing the drawing?
Yes, absolutely. We just had
tell everybody what it's about.
We just had the drawing. Katie Pence just won our drawing. This is her third system, I think, third or fourth, actually. But yeah, we do a Cutco 15 piece knife set valued right around 14 something. I tell you what, they're really nice knives though.
I bet.
It's just something, you know, you don't have to purchase solar from us. It's not like you got to purchase it. It's just we put you in the drawing for sitting down with us, going over everything and see if solar is even going to fit you. And if it doesn't, you're still going to go in the drawing. It's just letting people know, hey, thank you for having us in your house. Thank you for the opportunity to show you what we could do for you. And then, you know, when we do the drawing every month, and it was crazy. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, Katie Pence, she actually moved. She lives in Kingman.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's nice. Yep. So a Havasu company with an outreach to Kingman. Where else do you reach?
Mojave County. Pretty much within 70, 80 miles,
okay.
Depending, you know, how far dirt roads are. But we get some calls that people are about 120. We go, nope. Little too far for us. So.
Right. Yeah. Plus, probably not California, right?
No. Arizona only.
Uh-huh.
We're only contracted for license. For
yeah,
Arizona,
I got you.
So
what is this I hear about outdated technology in the solar industry?
Well, you know what? Technology is always getting better with solar, and as time goes on, there is getting some outdated stuff. Again, it's stuff that don't have the warranty that the new stuff is coming out with. All the newer stuff with solar and sun power, it's better warranty, better efficiency. You know, microinverters are huge. I'm a huge person on the future of technology and
right.
Out with the old. And, you know, that's anything. TVs.
Stuff. You're producing DC that's being converted to AC,
mm-hmm.
obviously,
absolutely.
Because nothing in your home is going to run on DC power.
No.
So that's just how it was developed when Tesla and Edison were battling it out. So anyway, but that microinverter, that's what that does, right?
Yeah, that's the microinverter that we put on our panels. So each panel has its own microinverter. So that way if one goes out, just that panel goes out, your whole system doesn't shut down. And then a month later you realize, hey, why did I get an electric bill?
Ah.
And you go out and you got some big inverter on your house. But like I said, we sold them years ago. They were great. They were good at the time, but microinverters are definitely, in my eyes, the best way to go by far.
So we're talking Parker,
mm-hmm.
right? Quartzsite, yeah. Maybe?
Quartzsite,
no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Quartzsite.
Yep.
You go to Quartzsite.
Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's a good drive for you.
Yeah.
And
then,
let's see, you would have anywhere else down there?
Golden Valley. Well, anything from here to there, you know.
Okay.
But other than that, you got Mojave Valley, Golden Shores, Golden Valley, Bullhead, mm-hmm. Fort Mojave. All of that out there. So,
and you guys do all of the work with the utility company as far as paperwork goes, right?
Actually, we cannot do the paperwork no
oh,
more.
You
they,
don't.
They did a change this year. So all the
really?
Customers now, so what they do is they get an email. It's very simple. They just go through and just plug their information in, and that's it, and push enter, goes to Unisource. But, yeah, that's the only thing that the customer has to worry about now.
Either Unisource or Mojave Electric.
Mojave or APS.
Which is,
yeah.
I don't know. I want to say SunWatts, but anyway, they have a program there. They deal with solar, and then you have Unisource and Kingman,
mm-hmm.
obviously
half and half, depending on where
and
the
a little
border
bit
is.
In Golden Valley.
Yep,
right.
It's a little weird. All of a sudden, you'll think that it's MEC, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, what Unisource, and it's just the five.
Oh yeah,
it's a weird little line that goes.
Oh yeah,
up,
so. There's also Aha Macaw Power Service,
and that's one too.
Amps.
Yeah, I haven't dealt with them.
No.
Me personally on a
right.
personal level, I almost, I just, yep, I won't go down that road right now.
No, I got yeah. you. I got you. So, you've got, and know who owns the contractor's license. How important
just,
is that?
Again, you know, local companies, you guys, and I just tell all my customers, just be careful. You know what? You're making an investment. Don't throw your money away. You know, just because you're thinking you're saving a couple dollars, you're not in the long run.
Right.
Just be careful. Just do your due diligence. engines. You got Google. You got the internet. Look companies up. See what they're about. See what kind of stars, what the ratings, what people are talking about. It's huge, you know, and definitely local.
Right.
You know, this town was founded on local, and I was born and raised here 43 years, and I've always, our family, my family, it's always been that way.
Havasu High School?
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to ask what class.
Elementary, 99.
Oh,
yeah.
Which elementary school?
I went to three of them. So I went to Havasu Pie, Smoke Tree. I went to four of them, Starline and Oregon.
Okay, did you go to Thunderbolt or Daytona?
I went to, actually, it was Daytona for 7th grade, and then I was the first class to go into Thunderbolt when it opened.
Oh, okay.
So it was halfway through my 7th grade year.
Right.
We went into Thunderbolt.
You're older than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I know. This face makes it look good. I know.
So now, of course, Daytona is ASU at Lake Havasu.
ASU, yep.
Right, which is a great-looking campus, by the way. So what about, it says, be mindful of warranty terms.
Yeah,
they don't come from the manufacturer. Right?
Yeah,
or they do come from the manufacturer.
Just, again, it's pretty simple. You can look up all warranty on all panels. Just do your due diligence. I can't express it enough. Please do your due diligence.
Okay.
But no, give us a call sometime, and I tell everybody it. You know, if you ever wondered about it, or if you ever just wanted to see what it looked like, you ain't gonna hurt my feelings by saying no. I promise you that.
Right.
You know, meet a good person, sit down with you, show you what we can do for you, and if it makes sense. It makes sense. If it doesn't, hey, have a great day. It's pretty simple.
Well, I guess before you, Carrie Singer, she said you're going to be at the home show.
Oh, yeah. We're at the home show every year. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
This one's a little bit different, though. It's going to be at Havasu Riviera.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
It's going to be a nice view out there, man. Nice.
Yep.
Should be a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
You got the home show coming. You guys are going to be out there.
Kevin's going to be out there for
a while. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him in a while. He hasn't been on the show.
He's doing good.
Good. No, he's got sales calls and you don't?
Yeah, no, yeah, he's a lot busier than I am. I have time, you know. So.
I got you. All right, so Brandon's number, his personal cell, 928-727-4198. That's 928-727-4198. So they call you.
Absolutely. Give me
you
a
come
call.
Come out. What's that cost?
Nothing. Zero.
What?
Nothing. It's pretty simple.
Really?
I promise. Yeah. I promise.
How long's the whole presentation take?
You know, it can take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on how much people would like to sit and talk about other stuff and talk about solar and the weather outside. So it depends on the customer. But no, just some pictures, go over everything. It doesn't take long at all.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Or you can call the office 855-7375, and it's solarbysme.com.
Absolutely.
Right?
Hey.
How's business right now?
Going good. It's going good. We're getting back into it. You know, it's always kind of get slow from Thanksgiving, December, but then the new year, we're powering through it.
I got you.
Doing good. Especially with those rate increases. I tell you what, people are going to be seeing those.
Oh, I know. I looked at my bill. I'm like, you know, I haven't even run anything like in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just the slider's open, windows are open, everything's open, and I get this bill and it's like, what?
Yeah,
this should be $15-$20 cheaper.
At least.
Yeah.
Thanks
I'm
for having me.
I'm just saying, you bet, man.
Appreciate
I'm thinking
it.
It's lunchtime, so why not some chicken fried, right?
There you go. Hey, that sounds good.
I'm kind of hungry. I'm in pronoun mode right now, man.
That's where I'm going from here.
Hey, I've got rodeo tickets, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Lake Havasu Stampede PRCA Rodeo this Friday. I've got tickets. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I've got tickets for Friday and Sunday. Friday at 7 p.m. Sunday at 3 p.m. Ages 6 and up, $15. But I'll give you up to 4 tickets if you give me a call. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687.
I'm getting my phone out right now.
Are you now?
No.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world, I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Congratulations to Dan. picked up some tickets for Sunday's rodeo, so I'm all out of Sunday. All I have left are Friday night. You can call in tomorrow during Sound Advice with Brian Springberg and win you some rodeo tickets to the PRCA Lake Havasu Stampede. That is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, Hannity's up next. It's Karate Man himself. After news and a short break. We'll catch you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.